We are learning Mishnah Pesachim, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we have beginning Lamed Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom, a new sugya. It says in our Mishnah that you cannot use matzah from chalas toida b'kikin ozer. That means the halacha is toida came with 40 chalas. 30 of those 40 chalas were matzah. So you used to get it made before and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then shech the carbon on, and that's mekadesh dot lechem. The nozer also had 20 chalas. And then when shechted the carbon with kasha lechem. But there was someone who made the lechem for them. And it's all matzahs. It's not chametz. Now, are you allowed to take that? You know, say, oh, you have extra stuff. You know, you didn't use it for carbon. Can I use it for matzahs now? That's the shayla. So the Mishnah said, you cannot use it for matzahs. That's what the Mishnah told us. You can't use it for matzah. But the Mishnah said that if chalas atoyda rikikin oza osam la'atzmon in yoytzevem, if you made it for yourself, you can't be yoytze. Osam limkar, if you made it to sell for people who make kavanas, then you could yoytze. We'll see tomorrow's chiluk at the end of the amen. But first, let's discuss what's wrong with using good matzahs from atoyda. Chalas rikikin oza, not immediately. How do you know it's not good? Omer Ravud, Omer Kron, the pasuk says, v'shamarta mesa matzois. Matzah, mishdameres, shem matzah. It has to be washed to shem matzah. Yotzu shem mishdameres, shem matzah, el shem zavah. This doesn't work. You know why? Because this is washed to shem mitzvah of carbon, not to shem the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore you're not yotzu. What you see from this Gemara is that washing the matzah, shem matzah's mitzvah is ma'akev. Not only is it in the raisa, it's ma'akev b'di'evet. It's not kosher for matzahs. And that's why in halacha it's brought down that you can't have a child or a guy making matzahs. Why not? Because they can't have a shema. That's the reason. Because the shema is ma'akev. Making l'shem matzahs is ma'akev. It's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tav Saf, in Hilchos Pesach, Tav Samach, that the halacha is there has to be l'shem mitzvahs matzah. And here, doing l'shem carbon doesn't work. That's the shita of Rabbah. And it's a vuyah in Rashi, and Nechsenach makes his diak, that if he did it l'shem both, it'll be good. If he did it l'shem matzah and l'shem zevach, then it'll be fine. But here you're doing only l'shem zevach, that's why it's no good. Rav Yosef Amar Krah, Shivas Yom Matzah Techelu, Matzah Sanachal, Shivas Yom Matzah, you have to do it l'shem mitzvahs matzah that can be eaten in 7 days. Yotzah Zazu, when I'm doing it l'shem this carbon, we know a toida could only be eaten 1 day and 1 night, including the chalas. For 1 day, 1 night. So therefore, you can't do it l'shma. So Rashi explains also, even though it's not toida yet, Toisa on bottom of the Aleph speaks out that, like Rashi, the ma'ariyush lo nishchad aleim hazevach. It wasn't shechted the carbon yet. Still, it's not shechted, because if you shechted the carbon ready on that, then you sure can't use it for matzahs. You know why? It's not yours. It belongs to Hekdesh. It belongs to the kachim. So he says that he hooked the shoot typically the bina matzahs chem. They give me lechem lechem, as Taisa speaks out. So it wasn't, you didn't check the carbon yet. Still, it's considered something to eat for 1 day and 1 night, because I'm doing it l'shem a carbon that's only eaten 1 day and 1 night. And that's not good, because it has to be l'shem matzah that was eaten for 7 days. So if you do it for both, it won't help, because I'm doing it also for something that's only eaten for 1 day and 1 night, and that doesn't work. It has to be l'shem something that can be eaten for 7 days. So that's the shaila I had to learn. It's very similar, Rabbi and Vayis, both semech on the din of shmir l'shem matzah, but the rabbi holds because you're not doing l'shem the matzah. But if you did l'shem matzah, it'd be enough. According to Rabbi Yosef, it has to be something that can be eaten for 7 days. Tanya kavav say the rabbi, Tanya kavav say the Rabbi Yosef. We have a brice like rabbi and a brice like Rabbi Yosef. Tanya kavav say the rabbi, yochol yotzedei chavosai b'chalois toida. Rikikin ozer, maybe you can be yotze the mitzvah matzah with chalois toida and ozer. Tamalei v'shemarta misa matzois. Matzah v'shemarat v'shem matzah, yotzu she'in v'shemarat v'shem matzah. See, in the pasuk, the drosh is, v'shemarta misa matzois, there has to be v'shem l'shem matzah, not l'shem a carbon. Yotzu she'in v'shem matzah, l'shem zavach. Tanya kavav say the Rav Yosef, yochli yotzu odem dechavosoi v'chalis toida v'kikin ozer, maybe you can be yotzu mitzvah matzah with matzahs that were made for a toidah, a carbon toidah, or for a nazir. Tamalema shivas yom matzahs techelu. Matzah chal shivas yotzazu, she'en echal shivas. Not eat them for 7 days. It's only for 1 day, 1 night, el yom v'layla. So that's the two drashas, Rav and Vais, we have rice like each one. Pray to Gemara Kasha, we know, but typically, but lechem oini. We know that according to Rav Yosef, like the Darshans, that says lechem oini has to be able to eat them ba'aninos. You can't eat lechem toida, chalas toida, ba'aninos. You can't eat ba'aninos, chalas toida. And you can't eat Nazir, Riki Nazir, Ba'aninus, when someone's an Oini and he lost a relative. But typically, Melechem Oini, Misha Nechal Ba'aninus, Yotzu Shein Nechal Ba'aninus, Dela B'simcha. Sakhti Gemara, Savlok Arkiva, Dama Oni Ksiv. He also got Rekiva holds that Lechem Oini, Darshan Oni, not Oini, and does not have to be eaten B'simcha, according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, just like Maisa Sheini, according to Rabbi Kiva, is kosher, this is also kosher because it's not the real darshan oini. Are you going to ask me again? We're not talking about the chalos taida that became a taida yet. So you could eat these chalos right now, baninus. So Tosfos on Lamaches on the bottom asked the kasha again, same Tosfos. He says, "Hachi perushoi she'ein nasa lechol baninus. It's not made to be eaten baninus." The Gemara's kasha is that you have to bake it with a shmira for a matzah that can be eaten baninus. And the Gemara's kasha was, you don't eat baninus. After we're going to go to Rabbi Kiva. But typically, they have the matzah ashira. I have a different cash view. That maybe it's not good because matzah ashira. What do you put in chalas toida, chalas nazi? You put in oil. If you, matzah has to be matzah and water. It has to be flour and water. It cannot be mei peiros because mei peiros makes the matzah ashira. So the cash is, the lechaira, here you put an oil in it. You put oil in it, it's matzah ashira. And the Gemara Moshmur of Yitzchak, reviasi. The loch is, how much shemen do you need per 20 chalas? All you need is a revias for the matzah. Revias. A revias shemen in like 7 esrenim minus a third is a lot of flour and very, very little oil. It's not enough to make a matzah shiru. That's the Gemara answers. That since it's only revias, therefore it's not called matzah ashiru. Freyti Gemara, v'tepikle danein nechaz b'chol meshavais. The halacha is that you can't eat the mechalos out of Yerushalayim because it's kachem kalim. Kachem kalim can only eat in Yerushalayim, in the chayma, in the wall. So you can't eat this out of Yerushalayim. So typically, you're not being, like Tosfos says on bottom off again, you're not being shomer for a thing that can eat the mechalos and shavos because you can't eat the mechalos and shavos. And for the Gemara of Shlokesh, Zoyse Meres, chalos toyda v'kikinoz and acholim b'noi v'givoyin. You see from here that this machlokes. So the first law is to talk about the history. In the history, they had the Mishkan. Then they came to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishkan was in Gilgal, and then it went to Shiloh, and then it went to Noi V'Givon. In the time of Noi V'Givon, the Mishkan had a din of a bama. That means you couldn't bring all the kabbalas you wanted to the Mishkan because it's a din of a bama. As a machloikis tanoim, if you could bring a toida to a bama gedayla. So one man holds you can't bring a taida. So if you can't bring a taida, it's never to get a chalas taida in Noi V'Givon. But there was a man the Yama holds you could bring it. You could bring a taida to Noi V'Givon. Now Noi V'Givon wasn't Yerushalayim. It was a city called Noi V'Givon. Either Noi or Givon. First Noi got destroyed and went to Givon. So there was no walls around it. So where do you eat kachem kalim? Let's say taida, how far could you eat that? You had by Shiloh you call Araya, because Shiloh has multiple positions and wherever you can see it. But where Noi V'Givon, how far could you eat it? So the halacha is you can eat it wherever you want. Chol Ari Yisrael. Anything that was brought Noi V'Givon Kachem Kalim, Kidei B'chol Ari Yisrael. So Zoysev Meres, that they brought Toida V'Noi V'Givon, and therefore they Kidei B'chol Meshavais. So, like Rashi explains, the Pasuk, the V'Shemaratim Sematzais, and we didn't learn that B'chol Meshavseichem, was Negeya for Noi V'Givon. With there, you could eat it B'chol Meshavseichem. So there you have to tell us that you can't use Chalas Toida. You can't use chalas toida because even though toida can be mechal mashu seichem, you still can't use it because it has to be l'shem zevach or l'shem shivas yomim. That's what's the gay of the drasha. So zoyse meres chalas toida v'kinoz and chalam v'nevi givon. That's the meaning that you can eat this v'nevi givon, which really is lav dafka v'nevi givon. It means all over the place, not dafka v'nevi givon. There are first of all on the whole they will ask on the whole pshan's gemara is a little bit the whole lashon of gemara, the whole zoyse meres mechal yistanoyim. It's not like zoyse meres going to madiyama. Which is a stickler problem. So the mafarshim, like Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the back, has a bunch of kashas on this pshat because of these kashas. But kaparim, that's pshat on Gemara. Tanya. Omer Rabbi Loi, Sha'alti is Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer one time, Ma'u Shiyetzi Adam, Rabbi Loi was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, like we'll see later on tomorrow's daf. We had it in Erevin. He's a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer. Shaltish Rabbi Eliezer, Mal Shiyetzi Odom, Mechalis Toyda Rikikinazer. Are you allowed to be Yotze with Chalis Toyda Rikikinazer? We looked at our Mishnah, you can't, right? So that was the question he asked. This is a Braisa. Amali, lo yishamati. I never heard halacha. Pasi v'shaalti l'pnei Rabbi Yeshua. I went to ask Rabbi Yeshua. Amali harei amru. Chazal said, "Chalais toydo b'kigin nazir she'osin la'atzman." If you made it for yourself, ain't odmi yotz b'hem. You can't be yotz to the mitzvah matzah. Limko b'shuk. If you made it, you baked it in order to sell b'shuk, then yotz b'hem, yotz b'hem. You could be yotz to the mitzvah matzah with it. Shabasi v'tseis v'am for Rabbi Yehuda. I went back to Rabbi Yehuda and said, "Rabbi Yehuda told me from Chazal, Amalei bris." Yeah, those are the things we said to Moshe Mesina. It's Mamma just Torah's Amos. Ikdam, he said like this. Bris? That good the Torah? Hein hein advarm shenamu loyal Mesina? Is that loy time boy? He's saying, did he hear that from Moshe himself? What should be the difference between chalas they made for yourself or chalas made to sell? They're both chalas toida. What's the difference? So it's like tomorrow, but time am I. What's the difference between chalas made for yourself or you made to sell? I'm a rabbi. Kol l'shuk. Anytime I make something to sell, I'm luchi mimlich. He could change his mind. Omar, he says to himself, I'm mizdavein. Mizdavein, it sells good. He loy mizdavein. If not, I want to use it for myself. And if I can use it for matzah, are you going to ask me the kasha? What do you mean? If I decide to use it myself, I don't have a shmosto. I made a shem taida and shem nazir. I still don't have a shmo. Where's my shmo? That works with Breira. If I don't sell it, it turns out my Freya, my Stam Das was for Matzah. So it works with my Freya. We don't say a Breira with the Rises. We don't hold yes Breira with the Rises. And that's how far I got. I didn't see what he answered. It's in Ois Yudal. It's in Mitzvah Yud, the end of Ois Yudal. He asks his Kasha, L'chair is Tali and Breira. And he asks, L'chair, if you hold, aim Breira with the Raisa, what are you doing with this Gemara? Where's your Breira? Where's your Shmir's Matzal Shema? So one thing you come at this Gemara, at least one thing's clear, Matzal Shem Mitzvah is Mamash of the Raisa Digadin, and it's Ma'akev, but the Yavad, the Seed of the God, this whole Sugya of Chalas Taidah.